Je vous remercie, Mifa.
We mentioned yesterday that Rav Asi holds Tzoras Eilenis. Rav Asi holds Tzoras Eilenis Asur. If one of the Noshim is an Eilenis, so she cannot do Yibum, because with Darshan, Asher Teilet Prat La Eilenis. So Tzoras Eilenis, she cannot do Yibum. But the Chiddush of Rav Asi as Tzoras Eilenis Asur. That not only she herself is potu, she becomes Eishesach, she becomes the Erve, and while she becomes Eishesach, she becomes the Erve, she patters the Tzor. Dainus, be'etzem, the Eilenis is a miut asher teile that she cannot do Yibum. Zog Rav Asi, as even we know, 15 Noshim of the Arayas, the patter the Tzor, Zog Rav Asi, Eilenis, the Eishesach comes back, and if the Eishesach comes back, it patters the Tzor. This is the Chiddush of Rav Asi. We pass in the like Rav Asi. Rove holds Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. The Hilchase Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. Why Tzoras Eilenis Muteres? Lechura Sedoch Eishesach. And the Eishesach, this Eilenis itself, you cannot do Yibum. If you cannot do Yibum, she becomes Eishesach. If she becomes Eishesach, Lechura she has to part of the Tzorah. So why the Aloha here is that Tzoras Eilenis Muteres? So we said it's three Esbeirim to be Masbir, why Tzoras Eilenis is Mutter. I want, it's a Poshte Sugya though. I'm sure if I can't, see how Reb Nochem took this Poshte Sugya, and he made a Yoifi out of this Sugya. I'm sure we could most of Zayin Mamish from a Poshte Sugya to see how you could build this Pshat, Mamish, Anaya Shita and Gantz Yevomis. So the Shalat, Rav Asi is Poshte, Rav Asi is Mechadish, the Eilenis is also, is the Eishasach, the man is Shippatos the Tzorah. Zok that we pass in the Loike Rav Asi. Why? So the first Hezbo we said is, well, we're saying the whole time in Yevomis, that this Eishesach is not an Erve to Pato the Tzorah. Why? Fakert. If we ask the Eilenis, forget about the fact that you cannot have kids. The fact that you are Eishesach, you want Yibum or you don't want Yibum? She says, I want Yibum. My Erve is a reason for Yibum. My kurva to my brother, to your brother, is a reason to do Yibum. The Eishesach shreit, yeah Yibum. Gerade you can't do Yibum. This is Nishken Erve LeYibum. What is the Erve LeYibum? Bitoy says, don't marry me. Stir LeYibum. Achos Isha says, don't marry me. Chamoisi says, don't marry me. Kalosi says, don't marry me. Here, fakert. The Eishesach says, marry me. Marry me. No, boss, you can't marry me. You have a problem. So the Eishesach de Memele, Ekradev is no mitzvah, come zurück de Eishesach. But this Eishesach cannot be a stir leibum. And our Nusach, we're saying Alamol is, Siz nishken erve dike Eishesach. Ziz Eishesach as vil yibum. Siz nishken erve dike Eishesach. This is the Hezber one. This Hezber has one problem, like the Ramban says, that this is the reason that the Eilenis will not part of the Torah. Or the Bitoy Eilenis, if the Eilenis is also a Bitoy, so then it's a reason to yes, part of the Torah. It's a reason that the Eilenis herself doesn't part of the Torah. But if she's a Bitoy, so she's a Erve, so she could part of the Torah. The Eilenis, the Eishesach of the Eilenis is Nishkin Stira to Yibum. But if it's Bitoy Eilenis, it is a reason. And Rove says, Vehilchase, Tzoras Eilenis Muteres, Vafilu Hikirboy, Vafilu Bitoy Eilenis. This Hezbo will be only an Eilenis alone. Nishkin of Bitoy Eilenis. So Koyach Dav became to the second Hezbel. The second Hezbel was the Tesis Chad Mikamoi Bayos and Tesis and Afches and Yevomes and Dav Tesis Arosh and Dav Gimel. Everyone says it in the Andere Nusach. Hopefully later we'll explain the difference in the Nafkeminis, but the vote is one. No. The Eishesach from the Eilenis is the Erve. Why? As Evi Ravasi. Ravasi also holds that Eilenis part of the Tzorah. Why we paskin that Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzorah, they're not part of the Tzorah? Because it's Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah. Zog dechad mikamoi, every erve, she falls leibu. Not to me, to my brother. Even if it's no brother, if it would be here a brother. But she herself, be'etzem, could fall leibu. She falls leibu. If it's more brothers, she falls. If it's no brothers, but in potential, she falls. She falls, it doesn't go, she stops. Eilenis doesn't fall leibu. She's not right to nobody. So das ist schon leib im Okim Mitzvah. So die Eishe Sache ist erbe die Keishe Sache. But it's a Aloche that has to be in a Fila Biyachad. Stam erbe doesn't part of the Tzorah. When they fall together, they part of the Tzorah. Iron is a Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah Teis Adafches, She'ein Anoi Feres B'Shum Mokim. Later we'll see the Chilukim. Mele, why it's nochable? The first is Nishkin Elvedikesh Sach. Second is Elvedikesh Sach. Why? Like Chavasi. Why it doesn't part of the Torah? But the Shalem Mokim Mitzvah. Island is doesn't fall in Yibum. A Erve falls. Gradish is a Erve. Island is Bechlau doesn't fall in Yibum. And as a cloud, when it's known if you're in Yibum, it doesn't part of the Torah. If you this Hezber, it's known if Kemina, if she's a Erve, or if she's an island is Alein, or she's an island is with a Shesach. It doesn't make a difference. Islandis doesn't part of the Torah. So Sai Islandis Tam doesn't part of the Torah. And Sai Bitoy Islandis doesn't part of the Torah. Very glad. Zogt Reb Nochem, that is the third sheet, that is called Rashi and Ramban. The Bochbe was in discussion then. Rashi and the Ramban is the third sheet. Well, I mean, it's not a real third sheet, but it's a little bit of a third sheet. In Rashi and the Ramban is Mefurish. If someone asks you why the Islandis doesn't part of the Torah, we answer because it's Nishkan Erbe Dikei Shesach. It's not an Erbe Dikei Shesach like the first Mahalach. The Melodei Shesach cannot part of the Torah. Stam up to. Why the Bitoy Island is doesn't part of the Torah? Here Rashi in Yudbeis and Mudbeis has a new Hezbah. Says like this. Vala was Mechadish that's Nishkan Erbe Dikei Shesach. And even so Hashem said that she cannot do Yibum. Interesting. The first lady in the list of the Yevomis, that she doesn't do Yibum, not because she's an Erve. Stam she doesn't do Yibum. A lady that is not an Erve and Stam doesn't do Yibum, she's not in Parshas Yibum. So even if she becomes an Erve, she doesn't batter the Torah. So no, the first husband says, Nishkin Erve Dikei Shesach doesn't batter the Torah. So the question is, but if she's also a Bitoy, let her to batter the Torah. The second husband says, no. The Einis is an Erve. Just as a cloud, it doesn't fall. Why it doesn't fall? Because it never falls. A lady that never falls doesn't call falls. Her Erve normally falls. Gerade here she can fall. A lady that never falls doesn't call the parsha. Rashi says no. The reason she doesn't pattern the Torah herself is Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach. After we know that you say that she's Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach, we're saying another Yisoid. A lady that has a Ptur without the parsha of Erve, so she's called Chutz La Parsha. And while she is called Chutz La Parsha, she doesn't part of the Torah. Rosh and Rashi in your base. The Chiyosah Rachman HaTzor HaSar Mokim Mitzvah, who the HaSor? Came in the Ironies. The Belav Erve, Nami Lechazi Leibub, Tzoros Olav Tzor HaSar. Those are the Torah. And we said it's not Bezach B'Shem, the Rampa. So we have Be'etzen, three Hezbeir. One Hezbeir that's not Megeah, because it's Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach, it only helps on the Ironies. The second Hezbeir is Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, and it helps on both. Ironies is out. And the second and third husband is Rashi. That why she doesn't patter the Torah, Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach. After we say this Yesod, we say, you know why Bita doesn't patter? It's a klal, a lady that is Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach, and even so she can't do Yibum. Even if she's an Erve, she doesn't patter the Torah. What is the Nafkemine, Tzuvishen Teisves and Rashi? Zogt Reb Nochem, the Nafkemine is, and we have to leave this Nafkemine. Lefi Teisves, you could hold that Ironies could patter the Torah. Yeah, she's b'makim mitzvah. You could hold, shalai b'makim mitzvah. It doesn't patter. If you hold she patters, she patters. If you hold she doesn't patter, so she doesn't patter, it doesn't make a difference if she's a bitoy, if she's not a bitoy, she's shalai b'makim mitzvah. It says two shittas in shas. One man the homa holds, Ilanis patters the Torah. The second man the homa will be, Ilanis doesn't patter the Torah. The first man the homa will be, Ilanis patters the Torah. The second man the homa will be, Islandis doesn't patter the Torah. These are the two shittas. The one that holds the patterns, she's a Erve, she's a Mokim Mitzvah. The second holds, she's not a Mokim Mitzvah. Lefi Rashi, one man the Omar holds, Islandis patters the Torah. The second man the Omar, he could hold two Zachen. He could hold, Islandis doesn't patter the Torah, Nishkan Erve Dikei Shesach, the first Chiddush, and then he holds from the second Chiddush. That not only Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro, even Bitoy Islandis doesn't patter. Because a lady that is not an Erva and she's patur, even if she becomes an Erva, she doesn't patter the Tzoro. But you don't have to hold like that. You don't have to hold from the second Chiddush. The Haimah. You could hold that Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro. You could hold that Islandis doesn't patter the Tzoro. But even so, you could hold that Bitoy Islandis will patter the Tzoro. Now, Lefi Teisves, If Eilenis doesn't tattle the Tzora because she's Shalei B'Mogim Mitzvah, she doesn't fall. If she doesn't fall, it doesn't make a difference if she's a Bitoy, she doesn't fall. Lefi Rashi is two Chidushim. One Chidush, Eilenis is Nishkin Erve to tattle the Tzora. But if she's a Bitoy, she is an Erve. The second Chidush comes and says, even if she's a Bitoy, but while we say that she's not an Erve, I'm saying another Chidush. A lady that is not an Erve, even if she becomes an Erve, she doesn't tattle the Tzora. But we could divide it. We could hold that Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzora, Vasinishkin Erve Dikeshesach, but we don't have to hold that Bitoy Eilenis will not part of the Tzora. So this is what Reb Nochem Be'etzem wants to come to this line. That Lefi Teisves, every Eilenis, either patters the Tzora completely, or the doesn't patter, even if she's a Bitoy. Like Pashas HaGemara Bayos, Omar Rove, Hilchas Tzoras Eilenis Muteres, Ve'afilu Bitoy Eilenis, because she doesn't fall. She's not in the Parsha. Mashengel Lefi Rashi, it's two chidushim. One chidush that Eilenis doesn't patter the Tzora, Vasinishken Erbe Dikeshesach. And the second chidush is, that Bitoy Eilenis doesn't patter the Tzora. Because while the lady is potter from a different reason, it's not an Erbe. Nefkemine, you could hold from the first chidush, and not hold from the second chidush. You could hold that Eilenis will not patter the Tzora, but Bitoy Eilenis will patter the Tzora. Think it's very glad? This is the word of Nochem, that you could say like this Lefi Rashi. Grade the Gemara says that Eilenis, one man the Omar holds patterns completely, and the other one holds that it doesn't patter. Say Eilenis alein, say Bitoy Eilenis, but it doesn't have to be. Lefi Teisves, it has to be. If she's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, doesn't make a difference if she's a Bitoy or not. She's Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. Masha'enken, Lefi Rashi, you could hold from one Chiddush, you don't have to hold from the second Chiddush. Dachtach, this is glad. If this is glad, I want to know how Reb Nochem was miyasin. We'll start Keseda. We'll start as a Gemara and Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Open Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. It's a kasha from Rabbi Veiger that Rabbi Veiger writes in the Chidushim of them. VeHashem Yoyir Einai BeTalmudoy. Chomishkin Pshat Zog Rabbi Veiger. Hashem Yoyir Einai BeTalmudoy. The Gemara and Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a brayse. Toshma, like 12 lines into Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Toshma, Hakoynes es Yevimtoi, a person married a Yevama, very good, V'holcha Tzoros of Venises. So the Tzoros is allowed to marry. If you made a Yibum, the Tzoros is allowed to get married. V'nimtses Eilenis. And we found out that the Yevam, that the first one is an Eilenis. So if the first one was an Eilenis, so what happened? So the Mele, the Yibum that you did was not a Yibum. So the Tzora is really Zokuk Le'Yibum. Teitzim Izel Mizeh. So the Tzora that went to get married, she's wrong. Rashi explains why she's wrong. Because we found out that she's an Eilenis. So what happened if we find out she's an Eilenis? An Eilenis is not in the Parsha. Eilenis is not in the Parsha. The Mele, you can't do Yibum to her. The Mele, the Tzora needs Yibum. Versteht nicht. That is a Rashi. So, why she's an Eilenis? Now, this Gemara holds, I could say a better Teretz. I don't understand. If she's an Eilenis, so the Tzora is also Potur. If you hold like Rav Asi. If you hold like Rav Asi, that Eilenis patters the Tzora. So what is the problem of the Tzora? What is the problem of this Tzora? So what if she got married? But Eilenis patters the Tzora. The Tzora never needed Yibum. What is the problem of the Tzora? The Gemara says that the Tzora is wrong, that she got married. Why is she wrong? She's Tzora's Eilenis. Why the Tzora is not allowed to get married? Rav Asi holds that Tzora is Potur. So why the Tzora here is not right to when she... What is the problem that the Tzora went and got married? What is the problem of the Tzora? She's allowed to get married. The Teretz says, our sugya doesn't hold that Tzoras Eilenis Asura. We hold Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. So the Mele, Dr. Rashi, we hold Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. The Gemara holds Tzoras Eilenis Muteres. So the Mele, if we hold Tzoras Eilenis Muteres, so why did Tzora want to get married? The Mele, we told the Tzora, we punish you. We found out that the Eilenis was the Eilenis. The Mele, you didn't have a heter to get married. If you never have a heter to get married, so the Mele, the Tzora is wrong that she went to get married. That is Dr. Rashi. The Gemara is Mamshech another line. Toshma, kol harayes she'omru poitres tzorosayim. A different case. Someone died and was a harayes. So the part of the tzoro. So the tzoro is allowed to get married. And they found out that the erve is an islandist. Again, Reuven dies. He has two wives. And he has a brother, Shimon. One of the wives is a erve, is a bitri from Shimon. So the tzoro is allowed to get married to who she wants. Then she went to get married, and we found out that the bitter was an islandist. So the Gemara, the tzoro has to leave. She did wrong thing to get married. Like Rashi, why she's wrong to get married? Why she's wrong to get married? So Chatzoras islandist. And for Rashi, because islandist is a mekach toes, so the first one was never married, so she was never a tzoras islandist. Frek Rav Kiveiger. And the first time, Reuven dies and he has two wives. And one of them goes to get married. And the first one does yibum. And then we find out she's the islandist. So Rashi, we tell the tzora who led you to get married. So it's islandist. If the first one is the islandist, you need to do yibum. Islandist doesn't part of the tzora. In the second case, the first one is the bitoy. So Rashi, so what is the time on the second one that she went married? She's the chatzoras islandist. So Rashi, but she's a mekach toes. She was never married. So b'meile, the tzor is not allowed to get married. Frek Rav Kiveiger hazeh. Rashi says, I could have said in our sugya from the beginning, that if one of them is an islandist, it's a mekach toes, so the second one was never allowed to get married. But Rashi says no. The first man, the Omar, the first pshat in the Gemara, tzoras islandist muteres. So b'meile, we tell the tzor why you get married. But if the islandist is a bitoy, Rashi doesn't want to say, tzoras islandist muteres. Zogt Rashi, you know why we tell the tzora she's not allowed to get married? Because it's a mekach toes, why the bitoy got married. Frek Rav Kiveiger, why Rashi has to say such a pshat? In the first man, the Omar, why Rashi says, why the islandist is not allowed to get married? What? The first man, the Omar, Zogt Rashi. Why Zogt Rashi, why the first man, the Omar, the islandist is muteres? Zogt Rashi, because tzoras islandist is muteres. And the second man, the Omar, Zogt Rashi, why the islandist is not allowed to get married? Because the islandist was a mekach toes. Frek Rav Kiveiger, Hashem Yoyereinai. What? The Teretz is, Zogt Rav Nochem, very poshut. Rashi is maimid this sugya like Rashi's new shita. That the first man, the Omar, hold, that our sugya and Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis holds, that Tzoras islandist muteres. Memele, if one of them is an islandist, the other Tzora is not allowed to get married on the shuk. She needs Yibu. But if she's Tzoras bitoy islandist, then she patters the tzora, because she's a tzoras bitoy. So Rashi, so why the islandist is not allowed to get married? Because it's a mekach toes. So Rashi made up this new shita, that Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis holds, that tzoras islandist muteres, tzoras bitoy islandist asur. We don't know why Rashi decided to make up such a shita. Lefi Tesis is no shita like this in the world. Because if tzoras islandist muteres, because he's shalei b'malkim mitzvah, tzoras bitoy islandist is also muteres. Only Rashi could make up such a mandaomar that Tzoras island is muteres, Tzoras bitoy island is asur. The other of the shaila is why to make up such a shite. Oh, but that Rashi made up that shite, we have a Gemara in Zav Tzadik Aleph from the Pes. It's mefurish in Rashi as Yidoh Azam mandaomar that Tzoras island is muteres, Tzoras bitoy island is asur. But the shaila, why take Rashi? Who made up the Rashi to say such a pshat at Daf Tzadik Aleph that if you don't know the sugya, you bichlal don't chapa Sido Azaman Daoma? So Reb Nochem said a dover niflo me'oid. I want to go it slow, and we'll see. It's mamish dvorim brurim ke'avayosa. We learn in Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. I'll say the Gemara Baal Peh. We'll see it inside. Everyone learned this Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Yevomes, Chameishes Renoshim Poitres Tzoroseyem. 50 Noshim Patres Tzoroseyem. Frek de Gemore Minyon Ele Miyute Mai. Zog de Gemore, the first line in Gimel Amud Beis. Look inside. Le Miyute De Rav De Ravasi. Only Chameishes Renoshim Poitres Tzoroseyem. Islandist doesn't patter the Tzor. So the sugyan of Gimel Amud Beis paskins like Aloha Lemaise that islandist doesn't part of the tzore. Limute the Rav de Ravasi, Zogt Rashi, the Rav Asi, she tzoras islandist asuro, we paskin tzoras islandist muteres. So if someone asks us, Favor steht chamesh esre noshim, poitres tzoroseyem, only 15 noshim part of the Tzoras Ha'ilanis. But the Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Right? So if we're learning the Gimel, and someone tells us why it says 15 noshim in the Mishnah wants to say only 15 part of the Tzorah. But Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Very good. We're passing like this La'aloche, Ve'hilchas Tzoras Ha'ilanis Muteres. Very gishmak. We're passing Tzoras Ha'ilanis Muteres. Frek Reb Nocher Nekashe. I want you to hear Claude's discussion. So it's about, by us, it's my argument, everything is meduk de klehafli. Frag them noch in a kasha. Okay, so the Mishnah said 15, to tell me only 15 ladies part of the Tzorah. Islandis doesn't part of the Tzorah. The Hilchasa Islandis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Said, everyone knows, says in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Vikulom, all of the 15 arayas, shenimtsu Islandis, tzoroseya mutoris. All of the arayas, if in the end we found out that there were Ha'ilanis, Tzoroseya Mutoris. Now we have an argument with two girsois. One girsa vikulom shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris, and one girsa vikulom shenimtsu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. If we hold that Ha'ilanis does not part of the Tzorah, so we go this in the Mishnah, vikulom shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris, because Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah. If we hold that Ha'ilanis does pater the Tzorah, so we have to go this in the Mishnah, v'kulam shenimtsu, that it's a mekachtoes, then it doesn't pater the Tzorah. But if it's not a mekachtoes, it does pater the Tzorah. This is Tamsis HaGemore Bayos in Yud Beis, Amud Aleph Amud Beis. So again, if we hold that Ha'ilanis paters the Tzorah, so we go this in the Mishnah, v'kulam shenimtsu Ha'ilanis Tzorah Seyem Butoris. Because if it's not nimtsu, it paters the Tzorah. If we hold Ha'ilanis doesn't pater, like Rove, that even if they were Ha'ilanis, they don't part of the Tzorah. Right? This is a glatte Gemara. Frag the Bnochem now, Salome Hetrach. 15 Noshim, why it says 15? Limeute Tzoras Ha'ilanis, that Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Right? So Gimel Amud Beis, the first line holds that Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah. If Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah, so how you go here? Sheninzo or Shehoyu? If Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah, so how you go here in the Sefer? Bekulam Sheninzo Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris? Or even Shehoyu Tzoroseya Mutoris? What? Even Shehoyu, right? Because not even Sheninzo, even B'lama Mekach Toris. Bekulam Shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. You cannot be Goyer Shenimtsu. Because if you Goyer Shenimtsu, it's Mashma, Dafka Nimtsu. Aval Hoyu, they do pater. It's not Emes. אז יש שתי דגמורים יוד בייס ומוד בייס ולרוב ואותנאי כולם שנמצאו תני שהויו תני שהויו. So if the Gemara holds now that Tzoras Ha'ilanis Muteres, what is the girsa in the Mishnah? וכולם שהויו. You can't girsa וכולם שנמצאו. You have to be girsa וכולם שהויו. Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. מסכים? פרק רב נוחם. So if it says in the Mishnah, V'kulam shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris, it says mefurish in the Mishnah that Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah, right? V'kulam shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. So why I need 15 noshim to tell me only 15 part of the Tzorah and Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah? It's mefurish in the Sefer. The Gemara asks is 15 noshim limiutem ay. What the Mishnah came to be mechadesh? Zog the Gemara, the Mishnah came to be mechadesh only 15 part of the Torah. Ha'ilanis doesn't. Shalom aleichem. It's a mefurash in Mishnah. V'kulam shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. It's mefurash in the Sefer. Again, the Gemara by Yosef says, what said the Gemara? That leman the Omar that Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Torah, you go to the Sefer, v'kulam shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. Everyone that was a Ha'ilanis, the Tzoroseya is Mutor. Because you can't say Shinim, so it's not Emes. Even shehoyu the Tzoroseya is Mutor. So if I'm going to the Sefer, v'kulam shehoyu Ha'ilanis Tzoroseya Mutoris. So it's mefurish in the Mishnah that the Ha'ilanis doesn't part of the Torah. It's not a shtaki kasha. So why you have 15 noshim limirute mai limirute tzoras Ha'ilanis? I need the Mishnah to tell me it in a diuk. It's not mefurish. What? I'll tell you. I never learned that everyone could change the words. But if you have a kasha, it's a messiah. If I would not have this, I would change the Mishnah. I could change the Mishnah. I had the most Mishnah Hoyu. So the Mishnah is they had it on the Mishnah. You can't say the Mishnah said it because if not, people will raise the Sefer. You don't raise the Sefer, star. It's a starker kash. So Reb Nochem is in the Gimel Amud Beis, for Reb Nochem is kash. It's an eisen kash. Kulam shenim to ein, 15 noshim limiuta, that iron is doesn't part of the tzoro. Mimana shach, if you go you shenim to, so it's mefurish that it does part of the tzoro. Because dafka nim to, aber loy nim to shepatis. And if you go you shahoyu, it's doch mefurish in the safe. Zog Reb Nochem one line. The teretz is, zog trashi, daf gimel amud beis, is that nu shita that we're holding from. Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro, bitoy islandis does part of the tzoro. Again, Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro, bitoy islandis does part of the tzoro. A minute, what? No, bitoy islandis does part of the tzoro. Where did Gemara say? Limiuta islandis that doesn't part of the tzoro, but bitoy islandis does part of the tzoro. Islandis is nishken erbedikesh esach. Bitoy islandis does part of the tzoro. If it tastes any kind of davar, if Islandis doesn't part of the Torah, because she shalem and mokim mitzvah, the bitter Islandis will also not part of the Torah. But we're learning the leker tastes. We're learning now that what? That Islandis doesn't part of, nishken el v'dikei shesach, but if she's a bitter, she does part of. But as they, it's kemin choymer. 15 noshim part of the Torah, limiute de ravasi, that Islandis doesn't part of the Torah. Zog the Sefer, but what would be if the Bitoy is the Islandis? So then really she has to part of the Torah. Aber, if Nimtzu Islandis, Torah say, Mutorois, the Sefer is talking in Arayas that are Islandis. The Sefer is talking Vikulam, all of the Arayas, she Nimtzu Islandis, Torah say, Mutorois. The Sefer is talking about a Bitoy Islandis. A Bitoy Islandis Tocha Erve. Bitoy Islandis part of the Torah. So why she doesn't part of the Torah? Because it's nimtzu, because it was a mekach toes. So kum teis hazei. Lefi teisves, if Islandis doesn't pater the tzoro, bitter also doesn't pater. So the sefer doesn't make sense, lefi teisves. Because if it's nimtzu, so it's mefurish shehoyu does pater. And if it's shehoyu, stay just in sefer. Rashi says no, that if Gimel holds, Islandis doesn't pater the tzoro. But bitter Islandis does have to pater the tzoro. So you go just in the sefer, she nimtzu. So he goes like this: 15 noshim poitro tzoroseya. 15 noshim poitro tzoroseya means 15 noshim dafka part of the tzoro. Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro. Why the islandis doesn't part of the tzoro? Nishkenar v'dikesh esach. But if she's a bitoy, so then she's a erve. She does have to part of the tzoro. Zog the sefer v'kulam. If she's a bitoy, im nimtzu islandis tzoroseya mutoros. Only im nimtzu. Aber im Hoyu, Tzoroseim Asuris. So kommt euch lefi Rashi now, the stomme de Gemorre in Gimel Amud Beis is, that Islandis doesn't part of the Tzoro, Bitoy Islandis does part of the Tzoro. So when Rashi came to Tzadik Aleph, he was masbirit lefi the stomme. Masha enken lefi Teisves. Lefi Teisves. If Islandis doesn't part of the Tzoro, Bitoy Islandis also doesn't part of the Tzoro. So I'll ask you now, after we know Claude that this is the way Rashi learned, that this is Stome de Gemore and Daf Gimel. This is Mechudosh de Kerove, that Rove holds that even Bitoy Islandis and Rashi Daf Yud Beis had to say Psanup Shat. To Yud Beis Rashi, no one holds from it. So Mechudosh de Kerove, that no one holds from it. But everyone else holds, Islandis doesn't bother the Torah, Bitoy Islandis bothers the Torah. So now if someone will ask you, will Aloche Paskin that Islandis doesn't bother the Torah? Lefi Rashi, but Bitoy Islandis for sure bothers the Torah. Rove holds like that. Aber bit lefi teisves, Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro, and bitter Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro. So if someone will ask you today, you say Mishnah Yashir, and in the Mishnah state that v'kulam shenimtzu Islandis, v'kulam shenimtzu Islandis tzorosei emutoris, v'kulam shenimtzu Islandis tzorosei emutoris. How you'll be masbir pshat in the Mishnah? Why bitter Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro? If you have to be masbir the Mishnah. In two words, you don't have time to say over the whole sugya. Stated the Mishnah that Bitoy Islandis doesn't part of the Torah. How you'll be masked with the Mishnah? If you have to be masked with the Mishnah, how you'll be masked with the Mishnah? steht in Mishnah, the Kulom, all of the Arayas, if Nimzu Eilenis, Tzorosei Mutoris. Why it's Mutter? When you read the Mishnah, the Kulom, she Nimzu Eilenis, Tzorosei Mutoris. Why the Tzoros Eilenis is Mutter? Hayolim Shad in the Mishnah. Why Tzoros Bit Eilenis is Mutter? You have a Mishnah. The Mishnah state, the Kulom, she Nimzu Eilenis, Tzorosei Mutoris. And you have to say one sentence. How you be mazbe with the Mishnah? How you be mazbe with the Mishnah? Why bitter iron is doesn't part of the tzara? How you be mazbe with it? Lefi Rashi, mekachtoes. On mekachtoes, it does part of the tzara. On mekachtoes, it does part of the tzara. The only reason it doesn't part of the tzara is vas is mekachtoes. Masha'enke lefi teisves. Why you? Because shalebi makim mitzvah, it doesn't part of the tzara. Forget, we passing like Robert. So as iron is muteris, but feel bitter iron is. So if someone has to say pshat in the Mishnah, why bitter iron is doesn't part of the Torah? La loch le meise. Lefi Rashi, and bitter iron is mekachtois. Iron is taken nicht genau wie die Kesha sach. Bitter iron is was is mekachtois. It's the only way to learn pshat in the Mishnah because Rabbi holds a mechudish the Keshita. We don't hold from it. Mashegel lefi teisus and lefi all of the Rishonim, we passing the Torah as iron is muteris because it's shalei b'mokim mitzvah. So even bitter iron is. Maskim or not? Now we'll see this mefurish. Look in Rashi in the Mishnah. Beis amud beis. The first bigger line and beis amud beis. Oy nimtzes eilenis shemikroy mekach toes v'lo yehavi yeshes ochiv. The first bigger line in Rashi and beis amud beis. Oy nimtzes eilenis shemikre mekach toes v'lo yehavi yeshes ochiv. Frag den Muki Yosef an dem Mishne. Lomo pirish Rashi mekach toes. This is lemando amar tzoras eilenis asuro. Kaimel on tzoras eilenis muteres v'afilu bitoy eilenis v'asi shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Ola mekach toes. Why Rashi is mazmu the gemara mekach toes? Maskonas Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis Omar Rove Tzoras Ayin Is Muteres Vafilu Hikir Bo Tinisha Hoyu Because Tinishkin Shilei Bemoke Mitzvah. Why Rashi went and said such a pshat in the Mishnah? As I freaked in Muki Yosef of Rashi in the Mishnah. The Teretz says Rashi has one guy. Gans Yevomes Beis Amud Beis Gimel Amud Beis Tzadik Aleph. The Iker Shita is Tzoras Ayin Is Nishkin Erbedik Eishesach Bito Ayin Is It's your erve. Bitter analysis is your erve. Why in the Mishnah she doesn't part of the Tzoro? Mekachtoes. Why she doesn't part of the Tzoro? Only because she's Mekachtoes. On Mekachtoes, she would part of the Tzoro. Sido Amman the Omar that holds in Yud Bezim with Bezim, Mechudashdik Amman the Omar that even bitter analysis, even without the Mekachtoes, because she's Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah, Lefi Rashi, and Mechudash Nekim Ha'arav. We don't hold from it. And Yevomis we're learning that Ayin is part of the Torah, Bitoy Ayin is doesn't part of the Torah. I'm sorry, Ayin is doesn't part of the Torah, Bitoy Ayin is does part of the Torah. Masha'enke Lefi Teisus and Muki Yosef, Nishto Azazach. Lefi Teisus and Muki Yosef, Nishto Azazach. It's one shita. If Ayin is doesn't part of the Torah because she's Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah, Bitoy Ayin is also doesn't part of the Torah. This is the glad guy. Reb Nochum was Moisif that Rashi had a fourth Gemara that Rashi learned that this is the Pshat, that middle Shita. So Mekum Tais Lefi Rashi that Gantz Yevomes, it's not written nowhere in the Gemara this man, the Omar Lehedye. We only have a Gemara, the Hilchas Hatzoras Ainis Muteres, Vafilu Hikirbo, Vafilu Bitei Ainis. And we're coming and saying, yeah, this is one Shita. Gantz Yevomes we're learning, Tzoras Ainis Muteres, Tzoras Bitei Ainis Asuro. Reb Nochum said that we go back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ve'ela hodek toni shenimtzot mishahari ki ose rabin omar rabbi yochanan achas tzoras memaenes ve'achas tzoras eilenis ve'achas tzoras marzik rushosri kulo mutoris." Maskonas the Gemara by us is achas tzoras eilenis achas tzoras marzik rushosri achas tzoras memaenes is muta. All of these ladies tzorosei mutoris. What is the tzad hashoveh of all of these ladies? What is the tzad hashoveh of all of these ladies? The tzad hashoveh of all of these noshim is that even that the shesach comes back, mazal gushosai, she doesn't part of the tzora. Memaenes, even that she's nires kei shesach, she doesn't part of the tzora. The ironies, even though she's a Ishes Ach, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Zog dem Nochem, Rashi learns, this man, the Omar, doesn't hold that Bitoy Alinis doesn't part of the Tzorah. Only the Ishes Ach doesn't part of the Tzorah. This is what he made at Tzara Shove. Alinis, Nishken Elvedike Ishes Ach. Menaenes, Nishken Elvedike Ishes Ach. Martigus also nicht genau für die Kirche sagt. But she's a Bitoin, aber nicht die Pater des Zorro. Lefi Teisves, why Anis does the Pater des Zorro? She is the Erwe. She is the Erwe, die Kirche sagt. She is the Leib im Oki Mitzvah, Lefi Teisves. She is the Erwe, Lefi Teisves. Lefi Teisves, the vote is, that Stam, she is the Leib im Oki Mitzvah. Stam a vote, that she is the Leib im Oki Mitzvah, Lefi Teisves. But she's the Erwe. She doesn't fall. So what is the Tzara Shove? Alanis is the Erwe, she doesn't fall. Memaenes is Nishken Erwe. Masa Gushote is Nishken Erwe, it's not a Tzara Shove. But you could bring a list of a lot of Zachen. Soitoch, I mean, it's all different halachas. What part is, what does the part of the Torah? The Teretz is, we're trying to bring a list that's Nishken Erwe, the Keshe Zach. So fakert, Rabin also, Rabbi Yechonon also holds like Rashi Shite. So kumt ois, like Reb Nochem, Rashi built up a Shite and Yevomes, a new Shite and Yevomes. That chutz von rove that holds tzoras islandis muteres ve'afilu hikirbo ve'afilu bitay islandis everyone holds islandis is nishkenel v'dikeshes ach aber bitay islandis part of the tzora why the mishnah said not mekachtoes the gemara in daf gimel because it's mekachtoes on them it part of the tzora also rabin omar hilchas tzoras islandis muteres dosidos tzoras marzli grushoso if she's also a bitay she for sure part of the tzora maskim tzoras memayenes. If she's also a bitoy, she for sure patos the tzorah. So the same thing tzoras island is. If she's a bitoy, she for sure patos the tzorah. And this is the reason Rashi and Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis was mainly the sugya lefi his shita and yevomes. So be'etzem, it's a sheina vort. There's no kashas and tesvis, only one kash. And in that base, Rashi l'shitosi ve'er gishmak. Tzadik Aleph ve'er l'shitosi ve'er gishmak. Ve'os ve'er gishmak. What was the kasha? What is the kasha that Reb Nochem has against Teisvitz? It's the Gemara and the Gimel. That the Gemara says that the Mishnah is Lemay Tzoras Islandis, that our Tanner holds that Tzoras Islandis Muteres. This is the Diuk Chameshes Renoshim Poitra Tzoraseyem. Islandis doesn't part of the Tzorah. So how you Geiras in the Sefer? If you Geiras Shehoyu, it's already written in the Sefer. And if you Geiras Shenimtzu, it's not Emes. Because even if not Nimtzu, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Is a raya that without Nimtzu, she does part of the Tzorah. Why? Because she's a bitoy. But if it tastes, there is no difference bitoy and not bitoy, she shall leave a maki mitzvah. So how the Gemara was goyres in the Mishnah? If you goyres shahayu, it's already written in the Sefer. Not mistava that the ratio is that people will not change the girsah. And if you goyres shenimtzu, and if you goyres shenimtzu, says mefurish nishnaze, dafka nimtzu, aval loy nimtzu, aber lo in imzu, et dof part of the Torah. Zeh shver. So, beetzem, Reb Nochem allemol left it like this. This was the vote of Reb Nochem, and ein ach nami. That gemore is a sach gishmaker lefi Rashi, and that gemore is tak in that gishmak lefi Teisvitz. I want Efshar to go one more step over to Miyashiv, that gemore also lefi Teisvitz. Aber behegdem that, that's without shaykhis to what we said now. Lo me losen up this ganze shtikul teire. We will learn about the batish of teisvis and our sugi that it looks like mamish not important. And I think in this teisvis we have a petach to miyashiv why teisvis didn't have to make this mish from Rashi that sido anayah shita in yevomes that iron is part of the tzorah, losen part of the tzorah and the bitter iron is part of the tzorah. Lo me losen zaman a teisvis. I'm sure all of you did this teisvis very quickly. But let me learn the pshat teisves. Let me learn the teisves pshat in a vein. And you'd base on mudalev. Tnisha hoyu. The Gemara says, lefi rove, nochamol rove holds, that bitoy islandis, doesn't part of the Torah. Right? Rove, even Rashi is masking. Rove is that man, the Omar that holds, that even bitoy islandis doesn't part of the Torah. Shalei moke mitzvah, Rashi says, because she's anyway potu, bitoy islandis lefi Rashi, לפי רוב לכולה, אמר, this is רוב, אמר, רוב אביר חסד תורס איינס מותרס, אפילו יקיר בו, ואפילו ביטו איילניס. פרק דגמור אין רוב, so why it says it in מישהו שנמצו? זו דגמור, תני שאויו, he changed the gears. תני שאויו. Even שאויו וכולם, שאויו איילניס, תורס איין מותרס. Right, this is what רוב said. למה זה, תסס, and you'd base on מודלף. תנישה היו. ואם תאמר, לרובה בשורי צורס ביטוי איילניס, אפילו היקר בו, מה חידושו לישניס בתוי ספטה, אין דה ברייס אשטייט, אז הנוסח. וכולם שנמצאו איילניס, בין בחיי הבעל, בין לאחר מיסוס הבעל. Here you can't say שהיו, וכולם שהיו איילניס, בין בחיי הבעל, בין שלאי בחיי הבעל. בישלם אל הרב אסי, יצר להשמינן בחיי הבעל, סל כדאי תראוי ובחיי אוב נמצאס איילניס, so it's not a mekachtos. ויש לו אמר דסל כדאי תוך למסר כשנמצאו אחר מיסה. משום דבשעס נפילה נירס כצורס ביטוי כדא אוסר לאיר. זוג תסס ענו חידוש. ענו חידוש. רובה הולץ דת ביטוי איילניס doesn't part of the צורו. She's out, she's out, she doesn't part of the צורו. זוג תסס, that's a hand good. But maybe this is Alamor. If everyone knows that she's an islandist, she doesn't part of the Torah. She's out. But if no one knew that she's an islandist, and he died, and they also didn't know that she's an islandist, 10 years later they discovered that she's an islandist. If her Torah will be Misiadim now, so people will say, one second, she was a Bitoy. She a Bitoy part of the Torah. Again, a person has married Reuven the Shimon. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and another wife. Reuven dies, Shimon can't do Yibu. Tzoras Erve. After 10 years, they find out that that daughter is an islandist. So Lefi Reuven now, Tzoras Bito Islandist, Misya Bemes. So if Shimon goes and he takes over the other wife, people will think that it's Nireske Tzoras Erve. So maybe Chazal made a gzeira. Like in Memaenis. We said that if in 10 years later she wakes up and she says, I don't want to be married to Reuven, even so, Shimon cannot take the Tzoro, because we say people don't chap that the Mion worked, and people will think that the Tzoro is a Tzoro Selva. So Teisves, the Chiddush of the Braise is, that if someone is Nimtza Islandist 10 years after the marriage, after he died, even so she does, and she's a Bitoy Islandist, and she's found out that she's an Islandist, she doesn't part of the Tzoro, and we don't say, Nires, Ketzoras Bitoy. Again, a person is that, and he has a Bitoy and a Tzoro, and then she's Memaenes, we say that the Tzoro is not allowed to get married because people don't chap that she was never married. So maybe the Zelda Zach, if she's found out Islandist, 10 years later, it's also not. Das ist der Chiddush. Fraktesis, I said so good, so why take nicht? Vim Teumal. Meinst du alles, wenn mein Ernest? Ich jage so gut. Ist doch take a good reason. I said so klar. Ich sage, das ist gut. Nur so take a was nicht. Wie ihr Schleimar, der Hosse mich hasre Miun. Hochel im Inami, das ist der Inami. Mit mein Ernest ein Lokoil. Und beschaß am Miun, nirres gezor, als Bitoi. אבל איילניס, יש לו כל, וידוע שלא לא יש לו צורס ביטוי. התארץ. ממהנס, people don't hear about. איילניס, people hear about. So my son, the Arza, the Beirav, he says that לפי דרמבם, תסיס קשה, זה נדה קשה. Everyone knows about ממהנס. They don't know the שתיקותי רב מכאן ולאבא למפרע. תסיס looks like ממהנס, people will never know that she was ממהנס. Anupshat, why Tzoras Memaenes is also? Taisa says, you know why Tzoras Memaenes is also? People will just not chapas to give an amiun. People don't chapas to give an amiun. Frank Taisa says, they will not chapas, she's an islandist. It's like Taisa says, do is a koil, do is nishtokin koil. Lefi the Rambam, it's not a kashe. People chap everything. They don't chap the Reb Chaim, if Mikam ve'ava le'mafreha, so they think that yesterday she was married. Was it a shaykh, it's an islandist. An islandist, she's an islandist, she's an islandist. So Tesis Kasha is not a Kasha. But Mikol Mekoy. So Tesis came with a Kasha. So Nochamal, so if someone asks us, Tzoras Bitoy Memaen, Bitoy Islandis, Patos the Tzoro? No. Even if they found out after 10 years? Even 10 years. Maish Tomi Memaenes? So, Mehova Tesis was Zog Tiruzi. Memaenes is not Tomo Chekoy. Frek Tesis, one of the last three lines. Aber Azay, so what the Gemara asked the Kasha, why the Tana says, Shenimtzu? It's a big Chidush. It's better to write Shenimtzu than to write Shehoyu. Because you're telling me, if everyone knows that she's an islandist, it's possible that it doesn't part of the Tzoro. Because she's out. But if they didn't know it, and they found out, Le'achal Mise, so Ben is a Chidush. Because I would think that she's Nires Ketzor HaSelva. So what the Gemara is asking Akasha and Rove? Rove, you hold that she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Why it says in the Mishnah Nimtzu? Even if Shoayu, and the Gemara changed the Girse. Don't change the Girse. And tell me that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that even if, for sure if we knew that she's an Ilanis, she doesn't pater the Tzorah, she's out. The Chiddush is, even if we didn't know, and we found out, we don't say Niras. Let me taste inside. Vim Toimar. My poor Rochel Rova Medikton Shinimtsu. Name it in Ogdini, Leribusa. So Tesis, yeah. But it's better to say the other Chiddush. That even if she's not a Mekach Toes, she doesn't pater the Tzorah, is a better Chiddush. The Behikir Bo Iker Ribusa Tfei is a bigger Chiddush to say that even if she's not a Mekach Toes, she doesn't pater the Tzorah. You're right. Lefi Rova is Taki a Chiddush that even if she, we only found out later, there's no Gzeirin. But it's a better Chiddush to say that even if she was, she do, even if it's not a Mekach Toes, and she's in the house, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Atkan a Tesis, a Pshat Nika Tesis. I don't know, I think it was Nelan for Rav Nochem, this Tesis. If this Tesis is MS, we have a Teretz on the Kashi that we asked from Dav Gimel Amud Beis. What was the Kashi? Let me get zurück to the Kashi. The Kashi falls off. 15 noshim poitras tzorosayim. Why 15? Only 15. Ilanis doesn't patter the tzorah. Ilanis doesn't patter the tzorah. It's the deal. Frag Reb Nochem, it says in the Seifa, v'kulam shinim tzorayim tzorosayim mutorois. Why it's mubanam shach? If your girl is v'kulam shah, you ilanis tzorosayim mutorois. So it says already in the Seifa. I don't need a reisha to tell me that. And if your girl is shinim tzu, it's mashma dafka nim tzu. Because it's a Mekach Toes. Without a Nimtzu, it will part of the Tzorah. Malam Shach. So how you could say that the Mishnah is Mechadish? That Ilanis doesn't part of the Tzorah? If he takes this. If she doesn't part of the Tzorah, but Ilanis also doesn't part of it. And the Gemara said by us that if you have to go to Shehoyu. And if you go to Shehoyu, you have it in the Sefer. And if you go to Shehoyu, it's Mashma Dafka Nimtzu. But how you not? Mikroyach that Rashi made a nushtikul teire. That's who you hold that Ayanis doesn't patter the Torah, but the Bitoi does patter, and the reason the Sefer doesn't patter because it's a Mekach Toes, and this was the Rashi in the Mishnah. The Teretz is, Tesis has a Teretz. Avade, Ayanis doesn't patter the Torah, and Bitoi also doesn't patter. You know why it says she nimtzu? Lerivuse. That even that she's nimtzu, you don't say Tzoros or Nires, Ketzorasel. Lerivuse, it's a chidush. That don't think that she's nearest Getzora Sarve. It's not my chidush. It's the chidush of Tesis and Daf Yud Beis. It's the chidush of Tesis and Daf Yud Beis. So stark that Tesis and Daf Yud Beis wanted that the Gemara would not even have to change the girse. So you're right. The Gemara and Yud Beis didn't feel that this chidush is such a good chidush. Say that. But the Gemara and Daf Gimel felt that it is a chidush. You don't have a kasha. Tesis had a teretz. What are we saying? Rashi had a kasha. Shenimtu. What Rashi is kasha? Shenimtu. Ashtei shenimtu. Manavshach. If you hold Ayanis part of the Torah, if you hold Ayanis doesn't part of the Torah, even bitter Ayanis doesn't part of it. And if you go to Shehoyu, it says in the Sefer, so Rashi made up an Ayashtik of Teire. The teretz is, Tesis has a teretz. Einachanami Ilanis doesn't part of the Torah. And Bitter Ilanis also doesn't part of the Torah. Bitter Ilanis also doesn't part of the Torah. So why it says in the Sefer Shenimtzu? You're right. Shehil for sure doesn't part of the Torah. But Zachirish, even if no one knew that she's an Ilanis, so people will think that she has to part of the Torah. And only later you found out that she's an Elbe, she's an Ilanis. Even so, she doesn't part of the Torah. And there's no Gzeiro to beat him in my anus. Is no gzeira. So there is the shitos, you're not a teretz. There is the shitos, you're not a teretz. Not like the Mishnah. The Gemara is not like the Gemara, and the Gimel didn't hold from the teretz. The Gemara asked the kasha from the on the Mishnah. Tesis said the Gemara could have answered that this is the chiddush. The Gemara didn't want to answer it. The Rav Asi answered that. Instead of making up that Rav Asi is a new shita in Gansen, we say just Rav Asi answered this teretz and the Gemara's kasha. I mean, Tesis shteinos. Tesis says this chesh. Just one more akleinoy sofet. The Tesis chad mikamoi and the Tesis that they hold that the reason Ayanis doesn't part of the Torah because she's out is a shinui loshen zwischen the chad mikamoi and Tesis and Afches. The Chalmi Kamoi explained the reason that she's out because she doesn't follow Yibum. Why? Says every Erve falls Yibum. Not to me, to my brother. As no brother, if would be a brother. But Be'etzem, she could fall Yibum. Masha'enken Eilenis doesn't fall to no one. Till the Welt Asakasha, Saito also doesn't fall to no one. Tzora Saito. So also says she should have been Mokim Mitzvah. But it's not a kasha. Katzora Soito Be'etzem, she's not even an Erve on the brothers. She's only an Erve because she's coming Mikach Nisuya, the brother. So she's a Vada B'mokim Mitzvah. She's a Vada B'mokim Mitzvah. Tesis in Daf Ches Amud Aleph says an andere Wort im Ganzen. Because she's Eino Neufeles B'shum Mokim. I want to explain Stam B'Pshat Etove the difference of Tesis Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah and the Chad Mikamoi. Chad Mikamoi says, the Pshat is Azei. What is B'mokim Mitzvah? She falls Le'ibum. I Erve doesn't fall. But in potential she falls. The man she could part of the Tzorah. Will arrive or be brothers, she will fall. So gradually she doesn't fall, but don't say that she falls. Tesis does not mean something else. Not because in potential she falls. He said, Saita never falls. Tesis says, this lady, not because she's an Erve, she could never fall a Yibum, because she can't have kids. So not because she's an Erve. So Hashem never gave a parasha to these kind of ladies. The Kamoya explains, it has to be in the feeling. Erva Be'etzem falls. God is some people and she's not available to. But Be'etzem, she falls. So Mele, she's called in the feeling. Iron is, to nobody she will fall. So she's not calling for, it's not called that she's falling. Taisa says it a bit under the Nusach. B'shum Mokim, she doesn't fall. Meaning to say, she has a problem that she can't fall. So she's Mufka from the Parsha. The vote is the Zalba vote. Just the Fidechad Mikamoi means this marriage could never fall. Why? Because normally you could fall to different brothers. Here, even if it be 1,000 brothers, she will never fall. So she's not called that she's falling. But not because the lady has a problem. Stop. A Isha that never falls to no one is not called the lady that falls. An Erva falls to the other ones. She never falls to nobody. The Tesis is Andere Nusach. A lady that is Mufka from Pashas Nefile, she's Mufka from Pashas Yibum. Because she's Mufka from Pashas Nefile, this Isha. An Isha that is Mufka from Pashas Nefile, she's not in the Pashas Nefile. This is the Andere Nusach. Why Taka, she's not, it's not called that she's falling to Yibum. Chof Be'ezus Hashem, Sunday, we'll go weiter in the Gemara, we'll not skip yet. There's two little sugyas that we'll see. The sugya Meshameshes B'moich, the Shitas Rashi here, that Mitzad HaSakon, you're allowed to be Mashmash B'moich, and the Shaila is, that L'may Yisrael, Reuven, Ashkos HaZera, L'chur, as the Isu, Tzihorik Ba'al Yavar, and then there's a sugya from Bonim Kesimonim. So then it's Hashem, Yom Rishon, to see a little bit weiter and weiter in the Gemara, that we can move a shtick from Ben Hashem. I don't know. There's no... Everybody's comfortable.